Good morning. A partly sunny and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, but seasonably so, with most everyone in the upper 30s and lower 40s. We'll wind up with a mix of sun and clouds for the beginning of the day today, although skies will gradually become mostly cloudy as energy moves in from the west and acts on available moisture. This will also produce some scattered showers and, in some cases, with instability building, a couple of bursts of rain or rumbles of thunder. With the cold mid-levels of the atmosphere, some of the precipitation could fall as a little light small hail or grapple for a time, especially across the higher terrain. Otherwise, despite partly sunny skies, highs will still manage to climb into the lower to mid-60s. Any showers will dissipate after dark tonight, and skies will become partly cloudy once again with lows in the lower 40s. A cold front will try to make its way here from southern Canada on Tuesday. However, it will probably stall out or even wash out before it arrives and will be on the milder side of the front with partly sunny skies. Highs should reach into the upper 60s to around 70. We'll then turn our attention to a wave of low pressure which will develop in the deep south and head our way overnight Tuesday night. Skies will cloud up and there is the chance of showers before the sun comes up, but a better chance of rain during the day on Wednesday. Depending on the track of this low, we could just have a steady rain with highs in the lower 60s, or perhaps if some instability develops, some showers and thunderstorms. Either way, the low pressure center will be powerful enough as it passes through to push a cold front through, and this will allow temperatures to drop all the way down toward freezing on Wednesday night. A bit of a rebound on Thursday, but a chilly day with a mix of sun and clouds and a stiff breeze only in the upper 40s. We'll rebound with mostly sunny skies into the upper 50s Friday and lower 60s on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a surge of cold air from Canada will bring rapidly falling temperatures as well as a quick burst of snow down across portions of the northern Rockies and northern high plains today, followed by the central Rockies and central high plains tonight. The highest snowfall amounts are forecast to occur along the Bighorn Mountains of north-central Wyoming, where over a foot of snow is possible. Other mountain peaks from northwest Montana to Wyoming, as well as the Black Hills of Wyoming and South Dakota, could see snowfall accumulations of over 6 inches. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued. Meanwhile, active weather is expected to linger across northern and central Florida, where a front will stall out. Occasional showers, heavy at times, together with embedded thunderstorms, can be expected to continue through tomorrow. A few storms could turn severe. In addition, flash flooding will be a concern due to upwards of 5 inches of rain forecast to fall across northern and central Florida during the next few days. A marginal risk of excessive rainfall has been issued to highlight the potential hazard. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with patchy fog and 23 degrees with a northwest wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 34, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.86 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Ochepee, Florida, to a low of 7 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-60s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 60 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 48, that's 1 degree below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 7.27 inches for the month, which is 2.66 inches below normal. Zero snowfall, 54.6 inches for the season, which is 5.2 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 92, set in 1976, and the record low, 18, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m., sunset this evening 7:42 p.m., 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and possibly a rumble of thunder today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-60s. An evening shower, then clearing tonight in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. An evening shower, then clearing tonight in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the lower to mid-60s. An evening shower, then clearing tonight in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s to around 70. A good chance of rain on Wednesday, around 60. Partly sunny, breezy in the upper 40s Thursday. Mostly sunny Friday and Saturday, upper 50s and lower 60s. And a scattered shower Sunday in the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.